Now, some of you wanted to know more about some of the benchmarks that I had regarding the 100 visit rule. So for every 100 visits, you should have 80 hours of clinical staff hours and then 80 hours of administrative staff hours. Now, the administrative staff hours include your receptionist, your activation person, your billing person, your marketing person, and administrative assistant position. And your clinical staff include your aides, your PT assistants or your assistants, as well as the therapists. Now, these benchmarks are very important because what I'm stating for you regarding the 80 hours of each for 100 visits is really a doable and really the optimal hours that you should have for payroll. Because with only 100 visits a week, you're going to only generate a certain amount of revenue. So you gotta keep your expenses down or else you're gonna get into trouble. Now, some of you are saying, well, how does for the administrative, how can you get by with 80 hours if the receptionist is working, let's say 40 hours a week? how do you get 40 hours from your billing, your marketing, your admin assistant, activation person? How do you do that? Well, you gotta keep in mind that your receptionist, when she's working 40 hours a week, you know, she's not only just checking in patients and scheduling. You know, she can also be doing some administrative assistant work. She could be doing research online. She could be paying bills. She can be ordering supplies as well in between checking in patients and scheduling. And if you have an activation specialist person or somebody fulfilling that function, then the receptionist has more time as well. Because even at 100, if you're doing 100 visits a week, I don't want you to try to have your receptionist answer new prospect calls. So you should have an activation person, and that could be an admin person. That could also be your billing clerk, you know. So if you can hire somebody who does your billing and collections that has a good voice, it's, you know, we cross-train everybody. We cross-train all admin staff for activations, and we also cross-train aides and assistants and therapists on activation. I want everyone to know how to do activation. So, but when you're looking at, like, let's say billing for just 100 claims a week, really what we're talking about is a person, if you have a billing clerk, they only need one claim, only takes about, I'm gonna be pretty liberal and say 2 minutes to input the charges for one claim. So if you have 100 claims a week, that's only 200 minutes, which is less than which is just over 3 hours. So that's just 3 hours to input the claims. Now, and really it doesn't take much more than that. Now, a new patient might take about 5 minutes to get all their information inputted. But even if we were to say on the high side, say, okay, well, let's just average 4 minutes a claim, that's only 400 minutes, which is what? Just under 7 hours. That's, so in a week, just to input all the claims, that's only 7 hours. So now collections, this is the part where a lot of billers and clinics mess up, is the biller, when they're trying to collect on a claim, what they're doing is sitting on the phone. And that takes up, consumes a lot of time. And that's why it's so important that you only send faxes or emails, things written, because only, or mail it, because only when it's written does the insurance companies take it seriously. So, and that takes very little time to fax, email, or mail off appeal letters versus sitting on the phone for hours and hours on end. So even if we were to give them for 100 claims, just, you know, if there's little issues with the data and you have to clean up the claim, you have to scrub the claim and do collections, even if we were to allow 10 hours a week, that's still under 20 hours a week for the billing for 100 claims. And that's really, I'm being pretty generous. So you still have 20 hours left for marketing, for admin assisting. And like I said, the receptionist can do a lot in between checking in patients and scheduling patients as well. So really, it's a pretty generous to do 80 hours of admin staff. And then also, if you look at the clinical, if you're doing only 100 sessions, to have 80 hours of clinical staff, if you look at the productivity, you know, we're still not at the 1.5, that number that I prefer to have for my clinics. So these benchmarks are pretty, pretty generous. So if you are above them by a lot, then there's waste happening. So just want you to know that that's a quick explanation of the benchmarks for the 100 visit rule. All right.